Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yes. Hi, good morning. I own a substantial-sized building and looking to take a loan out to do some construction. Do you do construction loans at all?
We do. We do. What were you looking to do? How much are you looking to take out?
Probably about $700,000. I'm looking to renovate the second floor, and New York City is motivating people to have housing units. So, and they sent us a letter saying that we would be eligible to do this. So I'd like to take out a loan and, of course, renovate the second floor and make housing units into the second floor.
Okay. Did you receive a flyer from us, or how did you locate us?
Yeah, originally one of my friends has a plumbing and heating company, and I think you had reached out to him, and
okay.
I think that's how we ended up getting your number.
Oh, great, great. Okay. Yeah, so we do have a couple types of loans that could help you out. Is this an immediate need, or are you just kind of in the preliminary stages, seeing where you can get funding, or?
Well, I mean, we're both. We're in the immediate, and we're ready. So, you know, if this is ready to go, we're ready to do the construction loan, and we're ready to move forward.
Okay. Our loans, there's two different types of loans we could go through. We could do one that is a working capital loan, which would be based off of the sales of the year previous for your business. We lend 10 to 15% of that. The other would be a collateralized loan, which is a longer-term loan. You said that you'd own the building outright?
Yes. Actually, there's a mortgage, of course, we want to pay off in the interim of doing that.
Okay. Okay, so there's two ways that we could go about this. So with working capital, do you happen to know what you did in sales last year for the business?
Well, it's actually, the building itself in the past has been a church.
Okay.
So it's actually rentals that's in there now, and we've been on a lease getting like $2,500 a month. So, you know, that's pretty much the net that we receive from the building itself.
Uh-huh. Okay. So it sounds like we would probably want to do some sort of collateralized loan to get you those funds. So is there equipment or anything or you know, things that you own outright that you could use as collateral?
Beyond the building itself?
Yeah. Where are you at with Yeah, just potentially. Just wanted to see what's out there so we know, you know, what avenues we can take, I guess.
Yeah. Beyond the building itself, I mean, we also do artwork, and we have plenty of art tools and machines and things like that, but I don't know how much of a net value that would be worth to consider it be good collateral.
Right.
I mean, I don't own any vehicle for the moment. You know, I'm more independent that way.
Gotcha.
But, you know, beyond having any of the structures, no. I mean, it would be the main building itself, and I would think that the mortgage would hold the building itself as collateral.
Yeah, I would think so as well. Just wanted to get, like, a broader picture of what's going on there. So it's a pretty quick process. You know, we have a one-page application. We would look at some bank statements, just see if there's cash flow with the business. We look at a tax return for the business for the most recent, just to see, you know, where...
When you say business, it's really, it's a church, but it's not held in a corporation name.
Okay. Like, but what
now,
is...
It doesn't necessarily have to be a church, but that's what it was back in the day.
Right.
And we have people now renting it. We would ask them actually to move if we did the construction, and they're holding a church, which rightfully so, the space is a huge space. But that's where we're looking to put the rentals where the people are now. So if we were to get the loan, then those people would be asked, you have to move, and then we would construction literally. And then you'd be able to come by and see each phase of construction.
Right. Yeah. So let's do this. Let me, so your construction business, I guess we could, one way to do it would be through your, to get the loan through your business to renovate that church.
Okay.
And so we would just want to look at a little bit of the cash flow of your business if we're going to do the loan through your business. So we'd look at some bank statements. We would look at tax return. If you did have any other working capital loans out, we would require that information as well. And that would give us a snapshot of your business that we would need to make an offer. Now, if it's collateralized, obviously we'd want to, you know, see what that the building is worth, and then we can move from there. But I'd just like to get the ball rolling as far as getting an application in and getting everything moving in place, because it sounds like you guys are ready to go.
Oh yeah, no, we're ready. I'm actually in construction myself, so that's part of our advantage. The only problem is this: the construction company is my own, uh-huh. and the building my uncle and myself own together.
Okay.
So really, one has nothing to do with the other.
Right. Yeah.
So, that's why I'm looking to hold within the building worth and with its own equity and to be self-contained within the building.
Right. Okay.
I took a construction loan relative to the property.
I'm getting a broader picture here. Yeah, I see what you guys are looking to do here. What's a good email address? I'd like to get you out that application so we can get the process started.
Sure. Just
get
DonRonce, D-O-N-E. O-N-C-E, okay. I'm sorry, D-O-N-E-R-I-G-H-T-O-N-C-E, so done, right, once, exactly how it sounds,
okay.
@gmail.com.
At Gmail. Now, do you guys predominantly just do commercial construction, or do you residential as well? I was in construction for a while, for 12 years as well. I did a lot of commercial and residential stuff, a lot of finished carpentry, cabinet installation, things of that nature.
Yeah, pretty much predominantly I do residential and commercial, and if it's industrial, we'll take it too.
Oh, nice, nice. So wear many hats there with regards to the construction industry.
I don't think you can be a specialist today.
I mean, I can
build you an out of your pen, so it's easy to ask what I don't do compared to what I do.
gotcha. And I didn't catch your name.
Charlie Cirelli.
Charlie, yep. My name is Zach. What I would like to do is get you out our application and get you out the requirements of what we would like to look at. I know that we're going to probably shoot for a collateralized loan with the building. So if you could provide documentation on that, I'll put it in the email. Have you had it appraised this year at all?
Yeah, we did not. I don't think we had it appraised, no.
Okay. So we'll need to establish some sort of value for that as well. But I will get you out those requirements in about 10 minutes here. My contact information will be on there as well. So if there's any questions with regard when you're gathering the information, you can always reach out to me. I'm here to help.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Zach. I appreciate that. And what email should I expect it to come from so I understand it's yours?
Okay. My email address is zmiller@bankofcardiff.com. And I'll just put a heading in there, Bank of Cardiff Working Capital Information, so you'll know that it's from us.
So Z Miller or C Miller?
Z as Miller. In zebra, yes. Miller.
Yeah,
as in...
Okay, cool.
Okay?
Very good.
All right, Charlie. I do appreciate your time today. And keep your eyes peeled. That email should be arriving in about 10 minutes here. And then again, my contact information is on there. So give me a holler if you have any questions.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
No problem. We'll talk soon. Okay.